In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
on the UB Sports Network from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, ComDoc, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Nike, Pepsi, and by Town BMW. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, Bulls fans, and welcome to the latest edition of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. I'm voice of the Bulls, Paul Peck, joined by the Bulls head coach. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Coach, we got a lot to talk about this week. We've got a big win from last week over Kent State to discuss. We've got a huge game on Wednesday at Ohio, and we've got some other news and notes to touch on. But how you feeling getting off to another another week started, which isn't really a week starting, right? Because in your world, yeah. It's Thursday, right?
You're right. I don't know if it's Monday media or Tuesday media, Monday, whatever. Me either. But it's all good, especially when our team's playing well. We're excited about it, and I know our guys are anxious to get back on the field.
We'll touch on the Kent State game, the Ohio game with Coach coming up. Justin Brandon, Bulls senior defensive tackle, who is also going to be our guest. I'm going to ask you about something related just in a moment, and we'll get you all up to date on all the cool stuff going on with the Bulls football team. But let's start with some news that came out earlier on Monday, and it relates to our guest Justin Brandon, named the MAC East Defensive Player of the Week following his 2-sack performance against Kent State, and Jarrett Patterson named the MAC East Offensive Player of the Week. So I don't know why they didn't give it to KJ Osborne for his punt returns and make it a clean sweep.
Well, I don't know what else was out there, but very happy for the two guys that did get the recognition they deserved. And of course, as we get in these midweek games, and you know, they announce it today, and yet the game was played almost a week ago, so you kind of lose track of it. But I'm glad that these two guys were not overlooked in their performances last Tuesday night.
Yeah, Justin had the 2 sacks, a career high in a single game for him. He was a dominant part of a dominant defensive effort. Tell us a little bit about how he's played this season.
Well, he's played like pretty much like he has his whole career, which is extremely hard, extremely well. Justin Brandon is one of the unsung, I guess, people in our program that has really helped turn our program around. From the first day he showed up to now, he goes out there each and every day, works hard, doesn't say a whole lot, gives us his best effort. You know, and for a defensive lineman, you know, that body doesn't always feel good each and every day. When you go out there, he works hard, he's done it. But our program would not be where it's at without Justin Brandon.
And we'll talk to Justin a little bit later on in the show. Meanwhile, Jarrett Patterson off the career high 187 yards rushing and 2-touchdown performance against Kent State, named the MAC East Offensive Player of the Week. I was a little curious, and I looked this up. Jarrett is the fourth-ranked freshman running back in the country. He has the fourth most yards of any NCAA freshman running back. We've talked so much about the way he has burst onto the scene here, but does he continue to take more steps in your mind to continue to get better, even since we've already learned we think we know everything about him?
I think so. I didn't know that you could look up things like that, Paul, but if anybody could, it would be you or John Fuller. But it's a great stat. You know, his day that he had against Kent was only in one half a play.
That's
so
right.
It even showed what kind of day he was off to. The thing that I guess, from myself and the rest of the coaches about Jarrett that makes it exciting is he continues to want to get better. He knows there's things, whether it be in protections or in his route running or anything, that he wants to get better at. And that's where his maturity beyond his year of eligibility really starts to show through.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's the Bulls on Wednesday night, a 7 o'clock kickoff against Ohio with a chance to clinch the MAC East title. It's a game you can hear right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPN2. Well, you're 9-1, you're 6-0, and you have this prize within your reach for Wednesday's game. How much of the opportunity to reach one of those major goals for the season is something that's on everyone's mind throughout the week of practice?
Oh, it is. I think our guys have embraced that just like they've embraced the challenges all year. The exciting part of that, I think, that gets added to it is that they know they're playing an excellent football team, a team that was picked to win our division and win the conference. So I think if you want to have those things happen and you want to win a conference or a divisional championship, you need to go into the best people in the league and go to their place and find a way to win a football game.
We'll dive into the challenges of trying to slow down a very potent Ohio offense with Coach later on in the show. A couple of other pieces of interesting news coming out throughout the weekend. You continue to climb up in the polls, up to 31st in the AP poll, getting 29 votes, up to 29th. In the coaches' poll, getting 56 votes. I thought there was a chance you might sneak into the top 25 this week. Maybe that will take one more victory. But again, just seeing yourself that close, seeing this program that close, knowing that maybe all it takes is one more win to be amongst the top 25 teams in the country, what's your reaction to that?
It's very flattering for the program. But again, it's as we get, especially with these midweek games and when these things are released, we don't have a lot of time and to spend a lot of time to focus on it. And you have a chance to go out and play. And the nice thing is with our midweek games, we've talked about it before, Paul, is that you have a chance for our team to play on nights when there's not a lot of other games going on. So a lot of people get to watch. And I think the people that probably have voted for us have had a chance to really watch our football team, not just look at the record. And I think that part is probably its biggest compliment.
And the interesting thing is when you dive into who's voting for you, it's football writers who cover UCLA in the Pac-12, and it's guys who cover teams down south. It's across the country people are recognizing, and that's kind of the interesting thing that you can look at. One other piece of news from the week that I wanted to ask you about was your defensive coordinator, Brian Borland, named as one of the finalists for the Broyles Award, given to the top assistant coach in the country. There's a number of coaches that have been named to that list are in position to be able to try to win that award. I want you to tell everybody a little bit about Coach Borland. We've had him on this show numerous times. He's a quiet guy. He goes about his job quietly, but this defense, number one in the MAC, has a lot of the imprints of what Brian has put on it. And you've been with Brian for a long time. Explain everybody a little bit about how you guys are so in sync.
Well, Brian, like you said, pretty low-key individual who goes about his work each and every day with the same consistent manners, a very knowledgeable football man. When we were together in Wisconsin, people don't realize there was a time he was national women's Division III head track coach nationally. He had to coach two sports. He had to teach three classes. He had to do a lot of things. There's a lot of things on his plate, and he's learned how to manage those things. Now we come here to Buffalo, and you have more guys in the room that he can rely on. And just like with our team, with any player, I think think Brian would be the first to also say that there's a lot of people that help make that defense go within the room. There's a lot of thoughts and there's a lot of things that go about, and each and every one of those defensive assistants have helped mold and really make our defense what it is. And of course, it's well deserving for Brian and everything that he's done, just like our defense has played extremely well.
One more big picture thing to ask you about, Coach, before we dive into some of the games in our next segments, was, you know, I always like to look through the stats and see things that jump out at me. And one of the things that's really jumped out at me is penalties. Your team is the least penalized team in the Mid-American Conference. Your opponents are the most penalized team in the Mid-American Conference. And what that boils down to is, on average, a 40-yard difference per game in penalty yardage. You and I talk so much about the hidden yardage of the game, the little things that make a team go from being good to great. Where does the incredible discipline on your team with this fewest amount of penalties in the MAC, explain for us, where does it come from? How proud are you of that?
I'd hope that we talk about that later in the year, but because I want us to continue to play in that fashion. I'm extremely proud of it. You know, that'd be maybe something when Justin's on, you could maybe ask him. But I guess from a head coach's perspective, it has to do with the little things that we demand of our guys. It's not always fun. It's not always fun for them. They probably go, oh, why? But I think there's a correlation. I think it's how we practice, what we demand, what we're going to do, what we won't tolerate in practice, and what we do, that we consistently build the habits that allow us a chance in a game that we don't beat ourselves. Now, some games are cleaner than others, and that's the way it's going to go, and it plays out differently. But we do think it's, you know, the attention to the details on even little things that don't even pertain to football, about how we help our guys try to go about it daily, that when they get on the field, they can be the best they can be.
Yeah, good stuff, and really been one of the things that has been a very key for the Bulls all season long. The Bulls are 9-1. They're 6-0 in the MAC. They're facing a big one at Ohio on Wednesday, a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll talk more about that game, but next segment, we're going to look back at the dominating win over Kent State, 48-14. Want to remind you as well, this is the UB Football Insider radio show, but the UB Football Insider television show will air tonight in Western New York, 7:30 on the CW23. When we come back, some talk about the big win over Kent State. When we return, this is the UB Football Insider show from Learfield.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Give your business maximum exposure all year long and reach the hundreds of thousands of Western New York UB alumni, students, fans, donors, faculty, and more by branding with the Bulls. Signage, digital, social campaigns, TV and radio commercials, fan engagement campaigns, and so much more. Visit ubbulls.com/partner for full details. And horns up.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $152. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons, too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, getting you ready for a big one for the Bulls on Wednesday night at Ohio, a 7 o'clock kickoff with a chance for the Bulls to clinch the MAC East Championship and a berth in the MAC Championship game in Detroit. But, Coach, before we dive too much into Ohio, I do want to look back at the win over Kent State last week, 48-14. You know, you and I talk an awful lot, and I know you've said this numerous times, how close everybody is in the MAC, the best team to the worst team there. It's a couple of plays. It's a player. It's very close. So when you see a dominant performance by one team over another, such as yours over Kent State, you're almost surprised by it because it's just not what we see. You don't see it in college football. You don't see it in the NFL. It surprises you. Where did that come from? Where did such a dominant performance come from?
Well, I think it started off with really how the game started and the conditions of the game, and our guys understand, and they've been out at UB Stadium, whether it be in spring practice or November practices in the past, that it's going to be cold, it's going to be windy, and we handled the wind conditions very well. We were able to get the ball and the wind to start the game, and we capitalized on that. And if you can get a stop and get the ball back and get up some scores, and you build on that momentum, and from that the energy stayed contagious throughout the team and on the sidelines, and we were able to take command of the game.
Those conditions were worse than any that I've ever seen at that stadium. And, you know, you can practice in 20-mile-an-hour winds. It's not 40-mile-an-hour winds. So how much did you have to change what you wanted to do? When did you make the decision to change it? Because that was the kind of wind that would not allow you to do some of the things that you normally would do on any game. So I thought the reaction from your staff and getting your players to understand that was a real key in this game.
We modified some things the day of the game, moved some things down in the game plan. I think we took a couple shots at some things that we wanted to do, but yet, like I said, downfield throws out towards the sidelines were very difficult. And that's where the ball, we found that, then I think it was the fourth down, there was one to KJ and there was one to Charlie Jones. I think the throws in the middle of the field we had a little bit better success with. But when the ball, for some whatever reason, when it got into the open areas of the outside part of the field, the ball had a tendency to carry or drift out and do different things. So we had to modify that. That was more like as the game went on. I think more of our approach, we wanted to come out and be physical and run the ball, but I think once we had a chance to have success early, I think being physical and keeping the ball on the ground became a bigger part.
The first two plays set a significant tone for this game. On the first play, you roll out there with Jaquise Webb as an extra tight end, a 330-pound offensive lineman. You bring Jake Malenich out there as a blocker. You run to the right side, and Jarrett Patterson kind of got ankle tackled because it looked like he might have gone the distance. Then you came back with the same play again. It almost looked like exactly the same play.
It was.
So
it was.
Tell us a little bit about the thinking behind the personnel and behind the play call.
Well, we thought if we could line up and with an extra lineman in there and be physical. And one of the things that we, backtracking to the Miami game, was we weren't pleased with our physicality up front offensively, and we worked on it during the week, and we wanted to send a message to our players that for us to to be the team we want to be. Once again, we've got to be physical up front in the offensive line. So we did that. I think it was a 7-yard gain to start the game. Okay, here we're going to line up and try to make you stop us again. And then he breaks it and takes it the distance. I want to say the second or third series, we did it again from about 40 or 30 or something in that. After a timeout, we ran it again for about another 20-yard gain or so. So now it's one that eventually they made adjustments and played off some blocks, but it was a good tone setter for sure.
We don't often get a chance to talk about him, so here's the opportunity for you to tell everybody about Jake Malinich what he brings to this team.
Well, just like his older brother Glenn that was in our program, you talk about a guy with a lot of energy, all about the program, willing to do anything. He's a physical player, and for us to, they're the last two throwbacks of really any type of a semblance of a fullback in our program. We do play him at the tight end position. He's one of those that embraces contact and does those things, and we continue to find ways to use him within the offense.
So you run for 358 yards, as we mentioned. Jared Patterson had 187 of those. As dominant as the offense was, the defensive numbers are even more impressive. Forced Kent State punts on the first 10 drives. 7 of those were 3-and-outs. Only 34 yards allowed through the first 3 quarters of the game. They just couldn't do anything. What was it that rose your defense to another level, and how much did that have to do with what had happened the week before against Miami?
Well, I think I can let Justin answer a little bit of that too, but I just think, the played with confidence. They played with urgency, made some plays. Again, I think conditions, we handled them real well. We were able to get off the field early and create some excitement. You mentioned, earlier, Justin sacks, for us to create the matchup mismatch, so to speak, and at least on that day to get to the quarterback, and we completely kept them out of rhythm. They want to go fast. They want to be able to get plays, get lined up quickly, and put pressure on you, and we prevented that from happening.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. There is no better place for you to come Wednesday night and watch the Bulls try to clinch the MAC East title at Ohio. Game is on ESPN2. It'll be on every TV here at Santora's on Millersport, and of course the Santora's on Transit as well too. Going to be a good place for you to hang out with fellow Bulls fans. Matt Otwanowski makes his first career start, with Khalil Hodge being out for the first half because of the targeting, and all he does is make tackles. I think on the first 3 plays, career high 8. He was all over the field. It's pretty amazing to think that there was very little letdown without one of the nation's top tacklers.
Well, I was very happy for Matt and the way he played, but I think if you ask any of our guys defensively, there isn't another guy. I mean, we talk about everything Khalil does, and Matt Otwanowski knows what to do. He knows our assignments. He knows what other people are supposed to do, and I'm sure when he knew that he was going to be getting the start, he even prepared more than he normally does, if that was possible, because you could just see him on the first play of the game when he saw it, he scraped over the top, made the tackle, and to see him do that and the confidence that it really put in his teammates, it was great. And then the second half, we put Khalil out. The score's where it's at. It's 2 more 3-and-outs, and he plays 6 plays.
He was a demon. I want to say like a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah,
I can only imagine how much pent-up
And
anger and anticipation there was for Khalil Hodge to have to watch the first half from the locker room.
Yeah, he was pretty excited. But then where the score was, we told him, hey, now you'll go out there, but I don't know how much you're going to play. Score stayed where it was and everything. He played a total of 6 plays. I think he was in on 4 or 5.
I was gonna say, I think he hit someone on every one of those plays. So it was fun to watch. The defense continues to be amazing, but you're going to need an even better defensive effort on Wednesday, because Ohio presents some challenges to your defense unlike any other team. We'll dive into that and talk more about that when we return. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out.
Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing.
But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen.
Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Introducing Qdoba's new Chicken Diablo Nachos. They're made with hand-diced pico de gallo, which means they're as fresh as...
fresh.
They're also loaded with juicy adobo chicken, flame-grilled in-house, which means they're as flavorful as... and they're topped off with fiery queso Diablo, so they're as spicy as... new Chicken Diablo Nachos, with the freshness, flavor, and fire you crave together in every bite. Try them today, only at Qdoba, united by flavor.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Water, naturally found in today's ethanol fuel, plus condensation from temperature change can cause phase separation in your gas tank, causing your engine to run rough, run dirty, and give you poor fuel economy. Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer stabilizes your fuel. With Castle, you get a smooth running engine and a clean ride. Look for Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer today.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We're getting you ready for Wednesday night when the Bulls go to Athens, Ohio to take on the Bobcats. A 7 o'clock kickoff that you can hear right here on ESPN 1520, or you can see it on ESPN2. We're going to talk about the Bobcats, but first, as we record this, Coach, word has just come our way that Nate Oates and the basketball guys have beaten you to the top 25. They have cracked the top 25 at number 25 after the win over West Virginia. I'd love your reaction to hearing that news.
Oh, that's great news to hear. Happy for Nate and his staff and his players. They've done an outstanding. What a game the other night, and to go to West Virginia and to get a win in overtime, and some people said they haven't shot their best yet in their two games. So you know it's but he's done an outstanding job, and it's really, you know. You know, everything kind of keeps stacking on top of each other here, the excitement that our athletic department and our teams are starting to bring.
You know, Nate is not going to let you hear the end of the fact that he may have beaten you in there by a week, you know, into the top 25, right?
We're just worried about this one. He can, you know, he can have that all season long, and that's great because, you know, like I said, you know, his guys have worked hard. And when you know, we talk about our players and what they do in the summer and all year long. You know, when I know there were days I was around, it's early in the summertime, and that whole basketball team's in there working hard, and they're ready to keep building upon last year.
And a quick reminder, the basketball team back in action tonight. The 25th ranked Bulls are on the road at Southern Illinois. It's an 8 o'clock tip off, 7:30 pregame right here on ESPN 1520. You can see the game as well on ESPN+. Okay, the Ohio Bobcats are the opponent. They are 6-4. They are 4-2 in the MAC. They are a very difficult team to beat at home in Peden Stadium. But you're friends over there in Oxford did you a pretty good favor last week by beating them, hanging on to beat them 30-28, which puts your team in position now to have to win one of your last two to win the MAC East. So what kind of Ohio team do you expect to see on Wednesday based on a rather disappointing result for them last week?
Well, you know, again, as we stated earlier, they were picked to win the division, win the league by many people. I think they're gonna see a similar type of team like Miami was. You know, Miami, you know, after coming up short up here, you know, their backs to the wall a little bit, fighting to be in bowl eligibility and other things. So, you know, Ohio still has aspirations to wanting to win our division and get to the championship game. So I'm sure they've had an inspired week of practice and preparation. You look at their losses, that's a good Miami team. That's a road loss. You look at, I think the Northern game was on the road. You look, they played Virginia, and that game was moved, and that was a top 25 team at one time, and that game was moved to Nashville. They've played some really good people. I think the other one's Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's a 9-1 football team. So don't get, you know, as we say all before, because sometimes we say the records, don't be fooled by the records, especially in the non-conference area. And in the conference, they played some really, really good football teams.
Breaking down the Bobcats as part of our Town BMW Keys to the Game, presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. They are the number one scoring offense in the MAC. They are number one in offensive yardage in the MAC. And it all comes from a very dynamic quarterback who is, I think, a little unlike a lot of other quarterbacks in the MAC, and Nathan Rourke, number one in total offense. But not only is he an incredibly difficult player to stop in the running game, but he has sort of a big play knack in the passing game. Mm-hmm. Your guys did a pretty good job on him last year in that season finale here. How do you come back and do that again?
Well, we'll need that type of performance. We've got to be able, again, to get pressure. That's where our defensive front will have an important task against a good offensive line. You're right, he's very talented. You know, they're play action game is very good in that, but he's a very accurate quarterback in the short intermediate game, and has great touch on the deep ball, especially on the outside when they want to do it. He can drop it in as good as anybody in our league. So that's why, you know, he's regarded as probably the best all around quarterback in our league, and he has been for a long time now, but in a lot of people's eyes.
You know, I love a good stat, and to your point, he's averaging 14.5 yards per completion this year. Mm-hmm. So that tells me that when the big plays are available and there, he usually finds those guys.
Yes, he does. And it could be with a vertical throw down the field, or again, the running game gets going. They have some different things, whether it be the speed option game or whether it be just – and then all of a sudden they have a play action off of it, and there's usually somebody open that he's been able to put the ball on. So, and the thing that I think it's been said many times across the conference by other coaches this year is that it's probably their deepest and most complete receiving core that they've been able to put together in a long time there. And I think Frank has even admitted probably the deepest one he's had in his time.
Poppy White is the headliner of that receiving core, a very dangerous, versatile player. He's hurt this team in the past. He's having a terrific year this year. They line him up in a lot of different ways. Is he one of the bigger challenges as an athlete and a playmaker that you'll see this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think the guy's been around so long. I think Turner Gill said when he was coaching here, he hurt him his freshman year. It was like the guy's been here forever. It seems he's been playing. He's been making big plays. You know, he's dynamic in the return game. They use him in reverses. He can run past people. He's good in the bubble screen. He's a complete guy, and a one that we've got to know where he's at all the time.
Defensively, I don't know whether struggling is the right word. Their statistics are not very good. They're more towards the bottom of the half in the MAC, but they seem to, they're as good at taking the ball away as your team is. I think you and Ohio are tied with the most turnovers gained. They're a +9 on the takeaway chart. You guys are a +9. What's the personality of their defense at Ohio?
Well, again, I we've talked about it many times before. Defensively, you can always go by who you played and how did you match up. And again, they're going to be a physical front seven. They'll bring a lot of pressure, probably more than they have in years past, a little bit as they try to get it. I think they're still very athletic in the secondary as they've been able, because with those pressures, when a team's going to bring pressures, there's a good chance there's going to get hits on the quarterback or something's going to be rushed, and you have a chance to create turnovers. So they do a lot of good things. I think they lost a lot off of last year's defense that in that front seven. So I think that's been a building process for them as they go along. Now you're at this point of the season, newcomers aren't newcomers anymore. They darn near have a a season under their belt, and I know that once again they'll be ready.
All right, it's a big one. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Ohio. Chance for the Bulls to win in Ohio for the first time in 10 years, and by doing that, they will clinch the MAC East title. Coach, congratulations on the success so far. Thanks for your time as well, and good luck in Ohio.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Bulls head coach Lance Leipold here on the UB Football Insider Show. We'll continue to get you ready for the big game, but now we'll shift our gears and do it with Bulls senior defensive tackle Justin Brandon. He joins us next. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub Grill, and I'd like to introduce our own 1927 house brew, brewed by 12 Gates, try our exclusive Senex Street Amber Ale, or amazing Mean and Topper IPA. This house brew is named 1927 because it's the first year Santora's Pizza was sold in Western New York. We've also named the beers after the street locations of Santora's restaurants over the years. There's no better tradition in Western New York than a Santora's Pizza, and now pair that with a local house brew that has the same love and dedication that has been in our food for 91 years. Santora's Pizza Pub Grill, always working to give our guests the very best.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Grand Island Waste Management is excited to be a proud partner of the UB Athletics Department. Our services include septic service, portable toilet and dumpster rentals, along with grease trap cleanings. We have proudly served Western New York for the past 6 years. We are family-owned and operated. Donate a non-perishable food item, and we'll take $10 off our services, and we'll distribute it to the area food banks. Thank you from the Grand Island Waste Management family. Call 774-0418 for our service.
Bulls fans can save hundreds with the Bulls Savings Card. The Bulls Savings Card is a free card that rewards UB fans with discounts, perks, and more at select partner locations across Western New York. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Cheeburger Cheeburger, Texas Day Brazil, Scotch and Sirloin, Caruba Collision, and Batteries Plus Bulbs. Fans can view all discounts at ubbulls.com/savings for all the discounts. Pick one up at the Alumni Arena Ticket Office or at select UB Athletics events and start saving today. Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Thank you to Coach for 3 great segments breaking down the win over Kent State, the game against Ohio on Wednesday, and all the other good stuff that's going on with the Bulls. We had some fun with some big picture stuff there in the first segment, rankings and awards and all of that kind of stuff. And speaking of awards, we now turn to the reigning MAC East Defensive Player of the Week. Our guest is Bulls senior defensive tackle Justin Brandon. Congratulations on the award, Justin. You play a position which sometimes lives in the shadows a little bit, and sometimes you'll tell me you prefer it that way.
Right.
But what does it mean, not just to you, and I'm sure the rest of the guys on the D-line, to have you named the MAC East Defensive Player of the Week?
It's definitely a blessing for sure, and I think up front, the guys see that, I got the 2 sacks based off, teamwork, really. Really teamwork. Chuck opened it up and I came through. You know what I mean? So they seen that, he can do it, so I can do it too.
Right. Are you going to get a little razzing from the guys when you get back to the locker room today?
For sure.
Yeah. because you're like, you guys are like offensive linemen. You like to, you don't like to have any attention put on you, right? Defensive tackles just want to do their job, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. So you're gonna be able to handle that? They're not gonna be too hard on you, are they?
We'll see. No,
right. Hey, 2 sacks in 1 game, a career high for you. It had to feel good. Both of them were outstanding plays, like you said, where things opened up, but you were able to beat your guy first and foremost. Everybody loves sacks. Everybody loves getting the headlines, right? How did these 2 sacks feel?
They felt phenomenal. It was my first solo sack just by myself, so it was really exciting.
Yeah. I can't remember. Did we get a little celebration or any kind of a sack dance out of you?
A little celebration.
A little bit? Okay. All right. That's about what we're going to get from you, right? Yeah. Hey, I want you to take me back to the win over Kent State last week. As Coach and I talked about, it was as dominant a performance by a defense that anybody has seen around here in a long time. Did it feel like that when you're in the middle of it? I mean, was there a point where you're going, I'm only playing 3 plays every time and we're going back off the field?
I think it was just about fixing the things for Miami. First and foremost, because we led up too many points and too many opportunities, so we had to take that off film.
Do we get the sense that you guys heard about that a little bit as the practice week went on?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Was it anything in particular that happened against Miami? Was it what, you know? I mean, they're a good offense too, and their quarterback is amongst the best guys in the conference. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that you should be embarrassed by any of that, but. As you look back at Miami, how much of it was you? How much of it was them?
It was definitely both. There was a lot of players that we were undisciplined, and discipline is something that we can control. So we got to fix everything that we can control, and that'll help us lower that score.
So how good did it feel to spend a whole week worrying about and being gently prodded, for lack of a better word, from Tim Edwards, your position coach, to be able to go out and do it? Not only solve all those problems, but go another step further.
It was good to play up to the expectation that the coaches had for us.
Yeah. We're with Justin Brandon. He's the Bulls senior defensive tackle, part of a defense that is ranked number one in the MAC in fewest yards allowed. How does that ring to you when you, I don't know whether you pay attention to much of that at all, but guys like me always do, and it's been a long time, if ever, that a Buffalo defense was number one ranked in the MAC. Now, I know the season's not over yet, but it's been a long time since that happened.
I personally don't pay too much attention. It's all about, you know, the week-by-week stat line, I guess.
Right. All right. In order to stay number one, you're going to have to have a pretty good challenge on Wednesday night. At Ohio, a 7 o'clock kickoff from Athens, Ohio. You got a chance to win the MAC East title here. That has been a goal of this team all season long. Now it's within reach. How much are you guys talking about that? How much are you thinking about that? How much will that drive you guys Wednesday?
The only difference is what we can be. So this week is still the same as every other week. We just got to go 1-0 for the week. And going 1-0 helped us so far. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah, well, it helped you to a 9-1 record, 6-0 in the MAC. Okay, right. The challenge in Ohio. You guys are used to seeing versatile quarterbacks who can run and pass equally as well. Yeah. Is Nathan Rourke from Ohio maybe another level from the guys that you've been dealing with all year long?
I would say he's another level for sure.
What is it that makes him so good?
What makes him so good is his discipline. He's very patient in the pocket. So even if the run doesn't open up, he's going to sit in the pocket and look and find somebody that's open.
Last year in the season finale in that game that you guys won to get yourself bowl eligible, you held him down pretty good. I would say that he didn't kill you in that game. Mm-hmm. What do you remember from that game? What did you guys do that might work again this time?
Just like last year, they're not going to do a lot, but they're going to only run the plays that they're very good at. And once you stop those plays, it makes them one-dimensional.
Right. This is the kind of a game with the things that are on the line for Wednesday night that every player lives for, right?
Right.
Have you thought much about how exciting this is going to be and how much this is a moment that you've probably been thinking about for a long time since you started playing this sport?
I haven't thought about it at all. You know, being nervous is not going to help you at any point during the play.
Right. I like the advice. There you go. That's the way we all need to be thinking about this. So it's a big one. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. The Bulls at Ohio. Chance to win the MAC East title and a spot in the MAC championship game in Detroit. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You'll see it on ESPN2. And, of course, here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport or on Transit are the place to come and watch the game with your fellow Bulls fan. We're not done with Justin yet. We'll talk a little bit about who he is as a person, being a senior, all the emotions that go into that. When we return, this is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Why not get to Alumni Arena for some Buffalo Bulls basketball? The UB men's basketball team is set to take on Dartmouth Wednesday, November 21st at 7 p.m. With long-range threes, high-flying dunks, and intense defense, you can't miss a minute of the action. For tickets, call the UB ticket office at 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Niagara Premium Chocolates offers an amazing selection of premium confections and was recently voted Buffalo's best tasting sponge candy. You can also find their delicious chocolate year-round at the Niagara by Frey Chocolate Shop, which is located at 3500 Genesee Street right behind the Airport Plaza. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
College basketball fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code BASKETBALL.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. My name is Paul Peck. We're going to continue with Bulls senior defensive tackle Justin Brandon in a moment, but want to remind you about a couple of things. Tonight, the UB men's basketball team, newly put into the Associated Press, top 25 at 25th. They're on the road to take on a very good Southern Illinois team. 8 o'clock tip-off in Carbondale, Illinois. 7:30 pregame show with Josh Wetzel right here on ESPN 1520, or you can see it on ESPN+. And the UB women's basketball team, after their season-opening win Sunday night at Maryland Eastern Shore, they're back home on Wednesday at UB's Alumni Arena to take on Niagara, where they will drop the Sweet 16 banner. Going to be a big night, a fun night at Arena, at Alumni Arena. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off, so you can hang and watch the women's game and keep an eye on the football score on your phones and tape delay or DVR something and go back and watch it later on in the day. Well, Justin, you're going to be busy Wednesday night with the football game. You've been busy for the last week because as much as there are potentially and likely 4 games left in your season, you did have that senior day celebration at the game against Kent State last week, which seemed a little odd because there's so many games left, but how emotional was that? How cool was the moment for you? Or how much did you think a little bit about, man, this is the last time I'm going to play here?
It was very, very, very bittersweet, especially after the season we're having this year. You know, it'd be nice to keep it going for another one, you know. But at the same time, seeing how far how far we've came from. You know, there wasn't an indoor. So, you know, now that it's up there and just seeing that as we walk out as a senior is just great because we're trying to leave it better than we found it.
You know, I was thinking about you guys as a group of seniors, the 19 seniors that were honored at the game. When you guys made that decision to come here, you had to put a lot of faith in a lot of things. You had to put a lot of faith in a new coaching staff that you didn't know much about, that had never coached at the Division I level. You had a lot of faith in things like you mentioned. Well, they tell me there's going to be a field house and all these kind of things. You know, how tough a decision was that at the time, and that you look back on it now, how satisfying is it that a lot of those things that you talked about as a freshman or even before you became a freshman have ultimately come true?
Personally, it really wasn't tough because I had to get out of Indianapolis. But, you know, the coaches have this track history of just winning. And as a class, we knew eventually that would carry over to us.
So you knew that, you know, when you didn't know much about Coach Leipold and the staff, you certainly knew that they knew how to win, right? That was good enough for you?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah, all right. Well,
that's all that matters.
Yeah. How about, you know, and then obviously you struggled through that 2-10 season, which can pull at you as a football player. What got you through that season, knowing that this team was getting better and that a season like this was coming?
We couldn't let that happen again.
Gotcha. Hey, yeah. I got you. There you go.
Yeah.
So that was the motivation during that year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, good. I know over the weekend, you also, all the seniors got together and had a special dinner, I believe, with Coach and some of the coaching staff or whatever. Mm-hmm. What was that like? What's that moment like where it's just that group of you that all put their faith in a lot of people to have it come to fruition?
It's definitely a really special moment to be able to break bread with everyone for, you know, last time together, and it was really nice.
What gets talked about in a setting like that?
Yeah, just everything. Just a little bit of everything for sure.
Is it memories of the 4 years, of the 5 years? Is it crazy things that happened? Is it guys kind of making fun of each other as friends? Are all those things come about?
It's mostly guys making fun of each other.
Okay, good. That's good. Good to know. Mostly guys making fun of each other. All right. As we mentioned, you come from Indianapolis. As you mentioned, you needed to get out of Indianapolis. What was it like growing up in Indianapolis for you as a kid?
Growing up in Napa, it was cool. You know, my side of town, it was just big enough to where you know everybody, but as soon as you leave, you know, your side of town, it's like, whoa, you know, you realize how big Indianapolis is once you leave, like, your small little spot. But overall, it was real cool.
There's not a lot of guys on this team who come from the state of Indiana. You might actually be one of the only ones. So was there part of your trailblazing a little bit that said, I'm okay, I'll join up with all these Ohio and Michigan guys and be the only Indianan? Is that what you call yourself there?
Hoosier.
Hoosier, there you go.
But at the time, when freshman year, when I came up here, one of our alumni was actually playing for the Bills, so being able to, Marquise Gray.
Sure.
Tight end.
From your high school, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so being able to have him just to kind of reach out to and just kind of get a feel for everything was nice.
Right, and Coach mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show. When you're not playing football and making this team better, you dabble in a little music. Tell everybody what that's all about.
Oh, so I produce, and I'm starting to be a recording engineer. That's basically you make songs sound good for the radio. It's my passion.
How'd you get into that?
I've always been involved in music. Growing up, music was kind of like the one thing I could have freedom in. So, like, I've been playing a multitude of instruments, piano, you know, saxophones, clarinet. And just growing up through high school, and then a friend of mine was like, you should just start, you know, making your own music. So it's like, cool.
That's pretty cool. Is that where you want to take life after you're done playing football?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. So you're going to be a big-time Grammy-winning music producer and engineer?
Yes, sir.
All right. We can say we knew you back when?
Yeah.
Right? You get tickets to the Grammys, you hook all of us up?
Oh, yeah.
All right, there you go. Justin Brandon says he's going to hook us up. In the meantime, he's got some other awards to win, including the chance to win a MAC championship trophy. Bulls can win, get a spot in Detroit for the title game with a win on Wednesday. Justin, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the award for MAC East Defensive Player of the Week. Good luck against Ohio.
Thank you.
Justin Brandon, Bulls senior defensive tackle. We thank him for joining us. We got one more segment to go. Stick around. We'll wrap this up with another exciting, fun visit with our buddy John Fuller. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Yo, yo, this is your cup holder talking. The little round thing between your car seats. Now, I normally have a nice cold bottle of Mountain Dew in me. But at the moment, I'm empty. That's right, no Mountain Dew. Nothing in here but a couple of quarters and a dime. A fully capable cup holder like me just carrying your loose change. Look, I'm not made for loose change. I'm made to keep Mountain Dew within reach at all times, just inches from your hand. So find a store already. Grab some Dew. Toss it back, then place that bottle where it belongs. Mountain Dew. Do the do.
Give your business maximum exposure all year long and reach the hundreds of thousands of Western New York UB alumni, students, fans, donors, faculty, and more by branding with the Bulls. Signage, digital, social campaigns, TV and radio commercials, fan engagement campaigns, and so much more. Visit ubbulls.com/partner for full details. And horns up.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are getting you ready for a big one for the Bulls. Wednesday night at Ohio, a 7 o'clock kickoff with a chance to win the MAC East title and clinch a spot in the MAC championship game. For all the news and notes and numbers that you need to know, it's our always exciting Full of It segment with Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller. But Fuller, I'm going to throw you a curveball here. We're going to start by talking some basketball. How about the Bulls basketball team? As we learned earlier today, 25th in the latest Associated Press Top 25. Pretty cool stuff. I'm disappointed that the football didn't sneak in over the weekend, and we would have been able to have both of them.
I thought football was going to get in. Obviously, a lot of the lower teams in the top 25 had lost. I thought they could sneak in, but they'll get there. You know, no doubt about it. I mean,
I think a win on Wednesday gets them in there.
No doubt about it. You know, but basketball, it's incredible. I mean, I've been here for 17 years now. I've seen a lot of good teams, a lot of 20-win teams. You know, we've won the MAC championship three times, but this is just a whole new level, right? To be in the top 25 and to be in that conversation, I mean, it just changes everything. And talk, you know, with recruiting and just the exposure that this gives our program is amazing.
Men's basketball in action tonight, 8 o'clock tip-off at Southern Illinois. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520. Josh Wetzel on the pregame show at 7:30. All right, back to football. The big story of the win over Kent State was the performance of Jarrett Patterson in basically a half, 187 yards rushing and two touchdowns. I mentioned this to Coach earlier in the year. He is now fourth among all NCAA freshmen in rushing, but you've got some more numbers on him.
Yeah, so Jarrett Patterson rushed for 187 yards against Kent State on Tuesday, and that was the most yards ever rushed by a freshman in school history. And actually, it's funny because Kevin Marks against Central Michigan almost had the record. He had 165 yards against Central Michigan. He's got another freshman. Just a great job by Patterson. He was up to 763 yards on the season right now. The school record for rushing by a freshman was Aaron Leeper. If you remember him back in 2002, who ended up being the MAC freshman.
Jamestown
native. He rushed for 917 yards in 2002 and was the MAC freshman of the year. So I'm hoping if Jarrett can string along a couple more games, he can not only beat that record, but hopefully we can get another MAC freshman of the year this year.
Yeah, and he'll have potentially four more games to be able to do that. Our guest, Justin Brandon, MAC East Defensive Player of the Week, the career-high 2 sacks. But the bigger picture is what Justin and the rest of the defensive linemen have done all year long.
You know, just a total game changer this year. That was always, I think, that was one of the struggles this team had over the last couple of years is creating those havoc plays, right? If you want to get to the quarterback and some game-changing plays like that. And this year, they're doing it. They have 27 sacks on the year, which is already 8 more than they had all of last year. It's second it's the second most they've had in a season as an FBS program. Now, they did have 38 in 2013 because they had a guy named Khalil Mack on the team who accounted for a lot of those.
Yeah.
But they're well on their way to that record as well. They've had a sack. They've had at least one sack in every single game this year.
Right. A win on Wednesday gets the Bulls into their second MAC championship game, right?
Correct.
Significant. It'll be significant because the Bulls haven't won at Ohio in a long time.
Yeah, if you go back to 2008, the only time Buffalo's won at Peden Stadium. Ohio came here in 2009 and won. But then since then, the home team has won every game.
And amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It's just been a series dominated by the home team. But the last time the Bulls won at Peden Stadium was 2008, and what do? They win the MAC championship. So hopefully history repeats itself.
Yeah, let's go. Championships on the eight around here in Buffalo. John, thanks for the time. Thanks for the numbers. More at ubbulls.com to get you ready for Wednesday's kickoff between the Bulls and the Bobcats. It's a big one. We'll be there. We'll have the call for you starting at 6 o'clock with the pregame, 7 o'clock here on ESPN 1520. Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. Brought to you by Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.